Thank you all for attending today's presentation, especially in such a beautiful day. It's only 5:01 out. When I saw the time, I predicted 10 people would be here. I think I got 12, so I've exceeded expectations. Okay, we did field scale studies with growers, and this was a very labor-intensive study at planting. It would take about a half hour to plant each treatment, vacuum out the seed, and then add the new seed. So I wanted to limit it to a fairly low number of treatments because I didn't want to waste the grower's time all day with this study. Now, the original plan was to look at untreated seed with CellTech, which is a rhizobium applied at planting, liquid rhizobium. And this is Pioneer's pre-treated or seed-applied rhizobium. And I wanted to have this treatment alone, and this is Pioneer's PPST 2030 pre-treated or seed-applied biological compound. I wanted to have that treatment alone. But the dealer who treated the seed for me, Pioneer dealer, said that was off-label and we'd have to destroy the crop if we did that. So I said, no, we're not going to do that. So we came up with these treatments. And let me explain, we're going to throw away two of them in a second. We could see if we needed to apply rhizobium, and if we compared these treatments, pre-applied seed rhizobia, biological with the insecticide, fungicide, and knock this one out and add this one, we could see if the pre-applied rhizobium performed as well as the liquid applied at planting. Rhizobium had no effect, so to simplify things, we're down to three treatments. I wanted to see if this biological did anything, but I could not compare it alone. As the seed dealer said, no way. So all we can do is get back to untreated seed with a biological with a fungicide, metalaxyl. That's Pioneer's seed applied fungicide. And then we added an insecticide to it, thiamethoxam. So we could see if it was the fungicide or the insecticide improving anything over the untreated, and this is confounding things, but that's all we could do. About 60% of the soybeans in New York are drilled, so we selected two growers who drill their beans. It takes a village to do these studies. And then probably 40% are 15-inch planted with a row crop planter or a Kinsey. So we had four locations. We'd go out about the V2, V3 stage. I'm very high tech. I bring my meter stick with me. And we count four rows, just about a meter and a half. All plots are longer than 300 meters or longer than 1,000 feet. So we drop it about 8 spots along the way, pacing off 75 steps. Could always tell, and this is always, this is about the fourth time I've compared these things in the last 10 years, could always tell when we added a fungicide, insecticide, seed treatment with the untreated. More plants, more vigorous. So let's take a look at the drilled soybeans. This is a Pioneer dealer who drops at 200,000 seeds per acre. So picked up 35,000 with the fungicide, but if we added insecticide, no increase. So here at this site, the metalaxyl or the seed-applied fungicide was providing 35,000 more plants per acre in early stand establishment. At this site, another drill site, we picked up 10, but another 16,000. So the fully loaded or the insecticide seed treatment with the fungicide did the best job. With the Kinsey planter, with the same story, the fungicide seed treatment added about 9,000 plants per acre. No further improvement if we added the insecticide. At this site, the fungicide seed treatment did nothing. And we picked up another 14,000 plants per acre when we added the insecticide seed treatment. And this is what's almost always found. We take a yield. All growers have yield monitors. They're never calibrated correctly. It takes 2 hours to calibrate it, so I just said, no, we're not going to calibrate it. Just, you're going to have to come back empty, 20 treatments, come back empty 19 times, dump it into the weigh wagon. We bring a moisture meter with us, hook it up to the battery, take 2 moisture samples. It takes the same amount of time and less headache. Okay, these are the 4 sites. The first 2 sites to drill, the 2 to your right are planted with the Kinsey. No response, a 5 bushel per acre increase. No response, a 3 bushel per acre increase. Let's review how that was relating to plant populations. Nothing in 5, whoops, hit the wrong button. So the fungicide seed treatment did nothing. Even though we added 35,000 plants per acre, we didn't add any yield because he was seeding at such a high rate. He had 160,000 untreated. At this site, the insecticide seed treatment was the one that gave us the extra 3 bushels, extra 16,000 plants per acre. I got that mixed up. Sorry about that. At the Seneca County site, we picked up 5 bushels due to the insecticide treatment. Tompkins and Yates, again, the fungicide treatment did nothing for yield, but once again, the thiamethoxam or the insecticide seed treatment with the biological and the fungicide, that's what gave us the 3 bushel yield increase. We did a partial budget analysis based almost strictly on seed cost. These were the metrics we used. This was done in 2012 and 2013, about $54.50 for 1 bag of seed. We were working with bags. Most growers are using, not using bags, 140,000 seeds. For 1 bag, this seed treatment with the pre-applied rhizobium, the biological and the fungicide was $11 a bag. If you added the insecticide to it, it was $14.50 a bag. And hauling cost at that time was 21 cents a bushel. And back in the good old days, when that long ago, soybeans averaged $13 a bushel for the 2 marketing years in New York. These are the partial costs, mostly due to seed, but also due to the added yield and added hauling cost. And in general, it's about $20 more per acre to go with the fully loaded treatment, if you will. Partial returns, the 4 sites, not significant. We didn't get a yield response, didn't expect to get a, we could have lost money. Here, we did pick up $47 per acre in additional return. That was significant. Not significant where we had no yield response. Here we had a yield response, but this $17 per acre of additional return was not significant. The $20 extra in seed costs due to all the seed applications offset. It was 2.8 bushels, so about a $36 return, $37 return. Not significant. So the question that has been posed throughout the ages, in Shakespeare, I think it was Hamlet posed this question, to treat or not to treat? Well, it depends on your risk tolerance. If you're a grower who is risk averse, to having stands that are not perfect. If you think perfect stands lead to maximum yield, and you're risk averse to not having perfect stands, you're going to use a fully loaded seed treatment at all times. If you are risk averse, such as myself, to spending money, very risk averse to that, and not getting a return, you're probably going to pick your places. You're going to say, you know, that field is well drained. I'm not going to get a response there. Maybe on this poorly drained, area, I will. And if you're a strong environmentalist, you say there may be a linkage with the neonics, if you will, with honeybee colony collapse, then you'll never use these seed treatments. All depends on the grower. I tell my growers, you decide. You know best. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks. We have time, plenty of time for questions, actually. So if anybody has any questions?
Did you check the soil of the experiments, the existence of rhizobium?
Did not select the fields based, we did not measure rhizobia. What we did do is we did history. Two of the fields had grown soybeans, at least 10 times in the last 30 years. Two of the growers were new soybean growers, if you will. They had grown soybeans maybe twice in the last 10 years. We grow a lot of crops in New York, wheat, vegetables. So soybeans show up in that rotation maybe every fifth year. So they had only grown twice in 10 years. And in Iowa, they say, if it hasn't had soybeans in the previous 5 years, you should inoculate. And so we were thinking maybe at two of the sites, the rhizobia would give us a response, but it did not.
Any other questions?
Peter?
I came in late. Can you describe the growing conditions of those sites, or the one site was more predisposed to...
Excellent question. 2012, of course, was a drought, so it was a dry year. But we did... The results were fairly consistent across years. We had a lot of rain come late July and August, if you remember, in 2012. So the yields were high. But even with dry conditions at planting, we pretty much got the same type of response. 2013, we had to plant 2 weeks later because spring was wet. What surprised me was in the poorly drained areas, and we had plenty of those, it was the insecticide where we added to the fungicide. Well, the fungicide alone didn't give us better stands. It was the insecticide added with the fungicide. So I had to attribute it to seed corn maggot as opposed to, you know, Pythium or Rhizoctonia or anything else. So thank you. I should have brought that up, but I didn't think I was going to have time. It's duly noted you came in late, by the way.
Other questions?
Question?
Have you looked at, or will you be looking at, how not including the insecticide or the fungicide could impact the long-term yield in the crop rotation? So if you're going to get pest buildup in that system, that then gets to be impacted?
Good question. We have not done that. We did a lot of rotation work with corn and soybean and wheat. As 20 years ago. I can't answer that. I don't know if getting rid of seed corn maggot in soybeans would improve corn stands the subsequent year. I don't know that. This was one of 52 experiments we did that year. Well, four of 52. There were four of 4 of them.
I have a question. So you mentioned that this was a rather high seeding rate. Have you looked at different seeding rates to see whether there's like a threshold of minimum seeding rate you could use to maybe increase your economic gains on this?
Seeding rate interactions, we did that study 2007, 2008. One Pioneer, one Asgrove variety, 110, 140, 170, and 200,000 seeds per acre. Untreated seed gave us the best partial return at 170. Treated seed with fungicide and insecticide gave us the best return at 140. Untreated seed at 170 versus treated seed at 140 gave us the same partial return. So I recommend it, if you adopt these seed treatments, reduce your plant seeding rate by at least 20,000 plants per acre. Of course, they don't listen. They never do.
Very good. Well, thank you.
That was a great talk.